Rav Amek Eretz Yisrael, Legit, and Shmuel Amek Echutz Latz. Machlokes in the Gemara, what the status of Bavel is. Rav Amek Eretz Yisrael, Legit, and Shmuel Amek Echutz Latz. Seems like there's a similar machlokes on the Vav Amit Beis. Gemara seems to have similar machlokes there. The Gemara speaks about also, on the Vav Amud Beis, Shalach Le Rav Avesla, Rav Chisda, Gittin Haboyim Misham Lekan, Ein Tzorach Lo Mefanech Tufanen Echtam. Do they need it? Do they not need it? And the Gemara brings Machloikas over there also. It seems to be Machloikas. So it's a discussion here on the Vav Amud Aleph. It's discussion also on the Vav Amud Beis. Itmar Bavel, Rabba Mekeret Yisrael Legitin, Shmuel Amek Lechutz Laretz. So Tosfos says that it's two different sugyas. The sugya and the Vav Amud Aleph is a different sugya and the Vav Amud Beis. What's the sugya here? Says Tosfos. Over here it's Mi Medina Le Medina Bi Bavel Pligi. They're arguing about not going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel itself, from Medina to Medina in Bavel. In other words, if you'd go me Medina le Medina in Chutz La'aretz, a different Chutz La'aretz, what would be the din? Do you have to say B'fanech L'fanech Tam?
Yes.
Bein Rabba, Bein Rav, everyone hold, you have to say. It's Chutz La'aretz, you have to say. And if it's me Medina le Medina, you'd have to say. But over here, me Medina le Medina in Bavel, they're arguing that maybe Bavel is a din of Eretz Yisrael.
Everyone pays Medina le Medina, so
no, we said you don't need. Yeah, Naskan, everyone agrees you don't have to say. Naskan, even Rava, because it's early regalim and because of Batidinim. If it's Oysa Medina, then everyone's going to agree that you don't have to. Afagav Dami Gesai, Tridi, Ainu Lomish Loch Shivi Yoysa, Meshach Chutz Laretz, Ubevava Leitz Yisrael Nami Lo Ayri, the Hainu Plukta Avesa Rabbi Yosef Besamach. Says Tosfos, the machlokes on the Vav Amud Beis is about going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The machlokes in our sugya is internally in Eretz Yisrael itself, in Bavel itself. What's the dinah? Maybe from Medina to Medina in Bavel.
Why is it different?
Oh, we have to know why it would be different. But that's what Tosfos divides the sugyas and says it's two different sugyas. To know why it would be different. That's what Tosfos says. So our sugya is Bavel, Rav Amar Keret Yisrael Legitin, Shmuel Amar Kechutz Laretz, Lema Bahakim and Fliki. What are they arguing about? Demar Sovel Vishain Bikin Lishma Vani Gimiri, Mar Sovel Vishain Eden Mitzrim Lakaimo, Vani Nami Lo Shchichi. The Gemara goes back to its old go to is the Machlokes Italian, Rabba and Rava. Maybe that's Nachlokas and says the Gemara can't be Tizbra. But Rabba is laid to Rabba. We know Rabba agrees to Rabba. You can never have Rabba being more makel than Rabba, because Rabba agrees to Rabba. So if you're saying the Mandarma who holds that over here you don't need is because he holds like Rabba, it doesn't make any sense, because Rabba is laid to Rabba. And that's the Gemara's only question. The Maisa, the Gemara has tried this type of approach before. The Gemara tried that maybe the Machlokas is Rabba and Rava. We saw it on Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara there tried to suggest that that the Machlokas of Yochanan Meshul ben Levi was whether or not you hold B'kiyin Lishma or in Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. The Gemara brought a story that someone asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, do you have to say B'fanach L'Fanenechtam or not? And he said, "Lo tzarich na lemeimar." The top of Daf Hayamid base. Lo amar v'dos yishayim shem mikin l'shma v'dos achroinim mikin l'shma loy. And the Gemara has two kashas. Testayim v'rabis loy derava v'oy ramina chamiachzor davar l'kil kuloy. So first of all, Rabbi holds of Rava. Second of all, the Gemara says there's a problem even if there's no longer a situation of l'shma here. But lemaisa we're shami yachzor davar l'kukuloi. Our Gemara only asked one kasha. What is the kasha our Gemara asked? obviously there. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the problem of Shema Yachser Hadavar Lekil Kulay? No. What? It's, but the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbah, Bavel doesn't have to say Befanechta Fanechtam because they're Gemiri. Why aren't you worried Shema Yachser Hadavar Lekil Kulay? What? And therefore what? Because Eretz Yisrael, we never had a problem of Lishma. So what you're only suggesting is maybe in Babel also we never had a problem of Lishma. Babel, from when the Jews came to Babel, where'd they come from? Straight from Eretz Yisrael. They always knew about Lishma. That's going to depend. If the Gemara is suggesting that Babel was always like Eretz Yisrael, we have no problem of Shema Yachzor Davel Kilkulai. But if Bavel, something Ki'ilu changed in Bavel, something happened new in Bavel, L'chayra, why aren't we Cheshesh Shema Yachzor Adavar L'kul Kulay?
In the Shetah,
Beth,
we should be Cheshesh.
We'll see. Okay. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ere L'kulay Alma B'inan L'kaymai Rav Savar Kivan D'ika Misifta Mishkach Shchichi. Rav says, being that there are yeshivas, mishkach shchichi, yeshivas facilitate that now we're going to have people around. How do yeshivas facilitate that? Says Rashi. Rashi says, misifta, yeshivas kavois achas besuya, the achas b'nahardo, the holchim tamida mizula zu, mishar yoris lem l'lmat Torah. Says Rashi, lots of people are going from Surya to Nahardai, back and forth, and from different towns to these yeshivas. So therefore, that makes it, there's a lot of travel happening in Bavel. Why is the travel happening? Koyach the yeshivas. Everybody say, where's Surya? Sura. In Bavel. Where's Nahardai?
In Bavel.
So when Rashi speaks about the fact that there's Mishkach Shrichi, what is he referring to? Where is the Mishkach Shrichi?
In Bavel.
In Bavel. Are we talking about from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel? No. Says Rab Nachum, this is a Raya from Rashi. Rashi also learns like Tosfos. Our sugya is a sugya mi Medina le Medina in Bavel. We're not talking about going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. That's the sugya and that Bavel in Beis, where the Gemara says, Me'adam ha'ochem isham lekan. But our sugya over here is talking about internally in Bavel. Is it Mishkach Shchichi?
Rashi says Beferish on Amud Beis that sugya is talking about from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael.
The Gemara says Beferish over there. Okay. The other Habayim Misham Lekan.
No, we don't know that Rashi says Misham Lekan is Bavel to Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, but it's Shaz is the same sugya. Rashi seems to say this svara is a local svara. Therefore, the Chayra it's not going to be the same sugya. What? Yeah. Big Yusayu tree the vein makir and achsimus. Everybody say, what's the machlekes? We have a machlekes here. Rav and Shmuel. About whether or not the fact that there's extra yeshiva bachrim is going to make that people are going to know the chsimus. Or is extra yeshiva bachrim going to make that, not going to make people know the chesimus? Do you say on the one hand, do you say mishkach miskiven ikam misipta mishkach shchichi, or do you say misipta bigur sayu tridi? What is it? What's the machlokes exactly? It's a machlokes in mitzias whether yeshiva bachrim are langaton, not langaton. If they're busy learning, they're not busy learning. What's the machlokes? What's the pshat in the machlokes? The machlokes in mitzias. What's the machlokes? Do yeshiva bachrim know chesimus? Do they not know chesimus? It's the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel. So what's the machlokes talian? Zok the Knoblevich in his Birum Va'oris. He says the pshat is as follows: Avada, there are yeshiva bachrim that are going to hack around. But the shaila is being that we know that yeshiva bachrim, as they stay long in yeshiva, they get more shtark. So these yeshiva bachrim are not someone you could rely on. You can't rely on yeshiva bachrim. Because before you know it, they're going to be bigger sayu treaty. So the shayla is a temporary yediyah. Is that going to work or not? On the one hand, when they first comes, everyone's hacking, going, coming, all different places. But that's not going to last. So can you rely on a temporary koyach of kiyum? That's the machlokes. Rav says it's Keretz Yisrael Legitin, which means that you can't rely on the fact that there's yeshiva bachrim around, because before you know it, they're going to be so orangutan, no one's going to recognize anyone else's chesimus. And Shmuel says kechutzla, it's because lemaisa, at least for the moment, we have a idea, and a temporary idea is going to be enough. That's the way he learns the machlokes over here in the Gemara. What? Right, correct. I said the other way around. Correct. Yeah, correct. Because no one's looking, no one's seeing anyone assigning, no one's busy with what? With shtarois, they're buying and selling, going, coming. They stop.
They're arguing,
they agree about the Metzias. The Metzias is that yeshiva bachrim start hacking, but in the end they bear down and then they start learning. The shaila is, do you rely on the fact that I have a temporary over here yediyah? It's not going to last. This yediyah is going to disappear. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Asino Atzmeinu Bebavel Ke'eret Yisrael Legitin Michi Osa Rav LeBavel. From when Rav came to Bavel, so then we made ourselves like Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like Rav came and Rav made a change. What was the change that happened when Rav came to Eretz Yisrael? It says Rashi, Itnanami, Tamishum Deshchichim Esivtehi, Michi Osa Rav LeBavel. Says Rashi, V'kova yeshiva besura, V'dishmuel habi ben ardoi. That Rav was kaveh yeshiva and sura, and Shmuel had his yeshiva and arda. It seems like Rav came afterwards. Abba mekara loi. The Abba gab de gemiri mishigali yechonya lebavel, the cheresh amaskir imo lepaska torah mehem. So it seems like only when Rav came to Bavel did we say that there are going to be, the din is going to be, that it's going to be Keretz Yisrael. In other words, this is to say, before Rav came, we didn't have this din of Eretz Yisrael being like, Bubba being like Eretz Yisrael. Rav came and he changed the Metzias. The Metzias changed when Rav came. So Rabbi says, let's get back to our original question. According to Rashi, we have a question. So we should say, Yachso Hadavar Lekulkuloi. Why aren't you worried, Shema Yachso Hadavar Lekulkuloi? Right.
When Rav came, that's when the yeshivas were established. Before that, when the yeshivas were established,
there was one yeshiva. There was a yeshiva that exists in Arda. Rav came and established another yeshiva that was across in the other area of Bavel, and that created traffic between the yeshivas. But before Rav was there, the traffic didn't exist. So comes out, according to Rashi's pshat, Rav is not just the one that informed us of the halacha. Rav is the one who made the halacha true. Before Rav, it didn't exist. Before Rav, the halacha was, there was no reason to think that you shouldn't have to say b'fananechtem. Rav created the halacha. That's what the Gemara says. So then the chayra, if something is becoming new now that it happened, so why don't you say shema yachzor adavu l'kulkuloi? Over here, if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos Taka argues. Tosfos says Michi Asa Rav LeBavel. Says Tosfos Pirush Akuntris V'hir BeYeshivas. Rashi says that he made many yeshivas. That's not an exact quote of Rashi. Rashi just said he added the yeshiva surya, but the same idea. The kasha dimkein my parak mimasnisan the me'akol tzafen the shenisnes kaidem shaba Rav LeBavel. The Gemara is about to ask a question, and this question from a Mishnah. Now it was Rav at the time of the Mishnah? No, the Mishnah was written by Tanoim. And Rav is an early Amorah. What are you asking Kashi from a Mishnah? Therefore, Rabbi Natam argues, I'm a first from Natam, Chios Rav the Bavel, Hoyrelanu, Shemimos Yechonya, Shegoyo Imo the Bavel, Achersh Amasker, Dino Elias Keretz Yisrael Legitin. Rav told us, this is what the din always should have been. So is Rav being, is Rav being mechadish to us a situation, or this is what it always was?
Always was.
If it always was that way, so then we're not. Then that should be that's a kasha from the Mishnah.
No, he made the day.
You always
say Rav
apologized.
What?
Rav made the
day. Rav told us what the din he should have been the whole time. Not that Rav is, because Rav came, so now the dynamic changed. Nothing changed. According to Rashi, when Rav came, it became, now that it's Shechichi. It wasn't Shechichi before Rav, it became Shechichi. According to Tosfos, it was always Shechichi. It's just Rav is the one who's Koveya that as the Halacha.
Is that the answer to our question that why don't we go back to Shemi Yachzor? Because it was Shechichi?
So according to Tosfos, we want to have a question of Shemi Yachzor Javel Kukuloi. Because Bubba was always that way. If Bubba was always that way, you don't have a Kasha. The Shaila is going to be now only according, and that's Taka, what the Tosfos HaRosh says. If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, go for a moment to the Tosfos HaRosh. I'm going to be using him a lot, those of you that have. The Hani Gemiri. Says Tosfos HaRosh. So it was always that way from all the way back in the beginning. Therefore, he says it's not shayach to make a gzeirah shami yachzor a davar lekulkuloi. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. The shayla is, what are we going to do according to Rashi? According to Rashi, why are we not choishes over here shami yachzor hadavar lekulkuloi? So there's two answers in the Achronim. The Chazanish says the following thing. Says the Chazanish, there's a fundamental difference between the rest of Chutz La'aretz, that's Gamru, and Bavel. The Gamru that happened, the rest of Chutz La'aretz, how did it happen? Did all of a sudden, where there's so many yeshivas that existed in Chutz La'aretz that facilitated that we were going to know about the Shema? Says the Chazanish, no. What happened is because we instituted a takana to say b'fanei nechtam, so then word spread, even in the forest places of out of town, that they have to say b'fanei nechtam. Why are they saying b'fanei nechtam? Because of the Shema. So there were gamru, what generated the gamru was the b'fanei nechtam. Now we want to come and say, okay, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam anymore. Why not? Because now they know, but there's a problem. Once you stop them from saying b'fanei nechtam, what could happen? They're going to forget again. So therefore, rechay sheshem yachzor davar lekulkuloi. But in Bavel, why did they know? Because in Bavel they had yeshivas. Not because of the takana b'fanei nechtam. If there are yeshivas in Bavel, you don't have to worry about shem yachzor davar lekulkuloi. In Eretz Yisrael also there are yeshivas.
So what's Rashi saying?
Rashi doesn't mention Shem Yachzor Davar Lekulkuloi. He's saying that was the question. Why over here does the Gemara not bother with Shem Yachzor Davar Lekulkuloi? So we're saying that when do we say Shem Yachzor Davar Lekulkuloi? That's only if you're in Chutz La'aretz. We're in other places of Chutz La'aretz where the only reason why they figured out the Shema is because we made this takana. The takana is what created their awareness. You take the takana away, we're afraid the awareness is going to go away. But in Bavel, the awareness is just because in Bavel they know halachas. That's the way the Chazanish answers. Rav Moshe says a little bit different. Rav Moshe says in Chutz La'aretz, they never really knew that there's a din of the Shema. They never became Talmidei Chachamim. We the Achash Shalomnu means that they learned it. Says Rav Moshe, that's not what it means. It means in Chutz La'aretz, they know to write a get, you have to go to Beis Din. And the Rabbanim and Beis Din for sure knew Lishma. Originally, they wrote getting themselves. You had to get yourself. We're afraid that he's going to write Shalom Lishma. But Acha Shalomdu means they learned to go to Beis Din. And Beis Din wrote it. But do the people in Chutz La'aretz really know the halacha? No. Mashen came in Bavel. In Bavel, because everyone is Tamid Chacham, so they know the halacha mamish. So therefore, the gzeira that we put in place is only relevant if you are in. It seems like we're not worried about Beis Din making that mistake. We're only worried about the Hamonah making the mistake.
The
Rosh is not like Tosfos, going in Rashi, right? Acha Shalomdu, yeah. Right, correct. That's what it seems like from in Moshe, which is going like Rashi, not like Tosfos, as David is pointing out. Yeah.
why is it not good to say Shem Yasser on Bezdin?
It doesn't seem like Bezdin can make mistakes, but Bezdin knows about Lishma. We know, there was never the chashash that Bezdin knows Lishma. It's that people themselves were going to write the Gid. That's what Mishra says. Why aren't we worried? Yeshivas don't close. Yeshivas don't close. Yeah. Okay, let me get invited to Rabbi Isai. Itmar Nami. Amar of Abba, Amar of Huna. Asim Atzmena Bebavel. Keretz Yisrael Legitin. Michi Asa Rav Lebavel. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya Frakta Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda Amen Rekam Mizruch Rekam Ki Mizruch Me'ashkelon Lidor Me'ashkelon Ki Doroi Me'akul Litzofen Ve'akul Kitzofen. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings our Mishnah, Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, Va'bovel Litzvoin Ad Eretz Yisrael Kaima. Bovel is in the north of Eretz Yisrael. D'chsir Va'yom Hashem Elay Mitzofen Tiftach Hara V'tnan Rameo Amar Akul Ki Eretz Yisrael Legitin Va'fil Rameo Kamer Akul Nemikriva Av'bovel Demercha Kaloi. So even Rav Meir that's willing to make an exception, what's Rav Meir's exclusive exception? Only Akko. But does he make Bavel? Is Bavel have a din like Eretz Yisrael? No.
Really?
But it says in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Hu maisiv lo, hu mefarik lo. He asked the question, he's going to say an answer. Bar mi Bavel. Bavel's going to be different. So Rabbi said, there's a bunch of different things we're going to have to deal with over here in this Gemara's Raya. We'll start with Tosfos. Tosfos says, from here is a Raya, not like Rashi. Because Rashi was saying, when did this whole situation with Bavel happen? When was it Bavel become different? In Rav's time. The Mishnah is before Rav's time. So why is it that we're asking a Kasha on what we just said from the Mishnah, if the Mishnah is before Rav? According to Tosfos, it's good, because it was always that way. Tosfos asked a kasha on Rashi.
So according to
Tosfos,
you're just saying what it was before.
That Rav was just saying what it always, right? Nothing changed. Nashenkin, according to Rashi, that in Rav's time is when it changed. So what's the most question from the Mishnah? Comes the Shittim Kubetzes, the Achronim Matzayin, the Shittim Kubetzes in Baba Kama, Daf Pei. The Shittim Kubetzes over there says an answer. And he says the following thing, in B'Shem the Riva. He says that it was as follows. Really, in the times of the Tanaim, also Bavel had yeshivas. It's just Reb Chia, he was Oyla le'Eretz Yisrael, and then Eretz Yisrael came like all other Aratzis, and when Rav came back, Chazra le'Kadmusa, it just went back to the way it was originally. There's nothing new about what Rav's time, it was just restoring the original situation that was in the times of the Mishnah. If that's the case, so then the Gemara can ask from the Mishnah also, because the times of the Mishnah was identical to the times of Rav. In a Chanami, in between there was a gap. And when Rav came back, we restored the original din of Bavel. What was the original din of Bavel? To be like whatever it was originally. So the Gemara says, if originally Bavel was like Eretz Yisrael, what's pshat in our Mishnah?
It's not obvious, doesn't it have to be like that?
Obviously
something new happened when Rav came. And if Tosfos is saying that,
it's saying in Rashi. Even in Rashi, nothing new came, Yoni. Saying in Rashi, what happened was we just went back to originally. In the time of the Mishnah, there was yeshivas. Then there was a temporary lack of yeshivas, and went back to being yeshivas. So Rav's time was identical with the time of the Mishnah. They didn't close, the yeshivas moved. So you're saying, so why aren't we choshesh that maybe yeshivas would move under those circumstances? Okay. Good question. Maybe we'll answer that, perhaps. We'll see. Okay. That's one nakuda on this Mishnah. The Gemara's question from the Mishnah. Another nakuda is as follows. The Gemara's akasha from this Mishnah. And the Gemara says, Habavel itzvayna deretz Yisrael kaima dechsiv vayemar Hashem elai mitzofen tiftach hara. The Gemara is proving that Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael. Why does the Gemara need to bring a pasuk that Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael? If you want to know if Bavel is to the north of Eretz Yisrael, how would you figure that out? Geographically. Just check, is Bavel to the north? We all know what north is, and we all know where Bavel is. So why don't you just check on a map?
Where in Bavel would
you choose? The whole Bavel.
I guess.
What? Why do we need a pasuk to tell us Bavel is to the north? So Rabbi Avram Erlinger in the Sefer Brikas Avram says Yisoid from the Brisker Rav. His Yisoid is, what's a bigger proof, Rabbi Yisai? Seeing something on a map or seeing something in the Torah? What's a bigger proof? Seeing something with your eyes or seeing something in the Torah?
The Torah.
What? Says the Brisker Rav, if you have a pasuk is the biggest raya that could possibly be. So what do you say? Well, we see that it's to the north. The Shteitan Torah is the biggest raya possible. What? Maybe.
Maybe.
What?
So who are you going to bring
a pasuk? So now. The Lamaisa, we have a problem here, Rabbi Yisai, which is that is Bavel to the north? Is it really to the north? Binyam is bringing up Akasha. Is Bavel really to the north?
It's more eastward.
It's more eastward. Vahariah, the people in Bavel, what do they call Eretz Yisrael? Marava. Talmud Bavli, when it writes about Eretz Yisrael, calls it Marava. The people to the west. So where are we? To the east. So Bavel is not to the north. Bavel is to the east. Elamai, it's northeast. Okay, so it is north. So the Gemara has to bring you a pasuk because I would have called it east, not north. So, but now I have another question. Why don't you just ask the question? Aye, Bavel is to the east. Now I couldn't find our Yerushalmi here, but I saw brought down the Yerushalmi Taka asked the same question. But says, I Bavel is to the east. What? And the Kasha from Rechem says, May Rechem le Mizrach, May Rechem ke Mizrach. I Bavel is to the east. Why is the Bavli asking the Kasha, I Bavel is to the north? Why are we doing that? What? It's because of the Pasuk. So, because of the Pasuk, he wants to ask over there. But the Shah is, what's the Shalom?
I have a kind of shot.
What? Rabbi said, there's something else interesting over here. If you take a look at the way the Gemara asked the question, the Gemara seems to be pinpointing the north. Let's see the Gemara again, the way the Gemara asked the question. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Yirmiya, Rebbe Yudah Amem, Merekim LeMizrach, Merekim KeMizrach, Me'ashkon LeDarm, Me'ashkon KeDarm, Me'akul LeTzofen, Me'akul LeTzofen. Says the Gemara, V'ha'akul, V'abavel, L'tzvon Adaretz Yisrael, Kaima, Dichsiv, V'rem Hashem Elayim, Me'tzofen Tiftach Hara. Now the Gemara fears always the question, V'tnan, Rav Meir Oimer, Akul Keretz Yisrael, L'gitin. That's where the question's from. The Gemara, you should just ask the question from what we said before, Akul KeTzofen. That's good from Rav Meir. Ma'afilu Rav Meir lo kamer ella ve'aku demerchuka ababava demikrevava ababava demerchuka loy. Somehow Rav Meir, is he like adding to the question?
Yeah.
Is Rav Meir giving more? Because if Rav Meir is adding the question, then I would understand maybe why we want to ask the kasha from Akku, because that's the tough one, and Rav Meir is talking about Akku.
Yeah, because if we didn't show why Rav Meir is different, you would say, look, Rav Meir makes an exception when talking to the north, so maybe Bavel is the same way.
Oh, so maybe the Gemara is anticipating a possible answer. Maybe you want to say that we make exceptions. We make exceptions. You're right, these are the basic rules. But maybe, what?
Akko's
oh, Ah, so the Gemara is saying, Akko is willing to do because at least it's Mekarva, it's close to Eretz Yisrael, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. So there we make exceptions. But everywhere else, we don't make exceptions. That's the Gemara's kasha. We don't make exceptions. The Haraya, Ramey is the only one that said, Akko, we're willing to do it, it's right on the border. We have a cloud. What's it called? Shaloi. So that's the punkt of the Gemara's kasha, Rabbi Sai. That's the Gemara's strength of its kasha. It's good for Rameh, only Rameh, which is mamish on the border. Rameh is willing to like put that in, but anything else we won't put in. And now, therefore, the Gemara asks the question: Dafka from the north. The Shaila is Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Sai, what's the Gemara's teretz? What's the Gemara's teretz? Why does the Gemara answer this question? Bami Bavel. What? I thought you just said we don't make exceptions.
We don't make exceptions, but we do make
exceptions. So, in other words, Bavel is, I would say it this way, Bavel is not a regular exception to the rule. Bavel is something more than an exception to the rule. If you remember on that Beis Amar Aleph, Rabbi Isai, Rashi says, Kol Chutzlaretz Kari LaMedina Sayam Barmi Bavel. Reb Moshe Feinstein said the Pshat and Rashi is Bas Eist. Bavel is not Medina Sayyam. Kol Chutzlah, it's Kol Yilam Medina Sayyam, Barmi Bavel. Bavel is not Medina Sayyam. It's not the Pshat that it's Medina Sayyam will make an exception. Shalatach work Medina Sayyam is total. There's no exceptions. Nor Vos. Bavel Heisnish Medina Sayyam.
Then why do you have to say Barmi Bavel?
That's what the Gemara needs to say. Just licked in the van to Barmi Bavel. What the Gemara is saying in Barmi Bavel is, Bavel is not Medina Sayyam. It's not an exception to the rule. The Fizeh, we have an answer to the Kivegas Kasha. Here off in order, Rabbi Kivegas asks a question. Our Gemara seems to say we make exceptions to rules. Says Rabbi Kivegas, the Gilian Ashas, he's Mitzayin the Gemara in Yevamis, Daf Tzadi Tes Zayin Amid Beis, and Atosis. The Gemara over there says, it says the Gemara, all the psalmim that come from a place called Rechem, and the Gemara says they're all Tar, they're all Tameh, says the Gemara. What about, over there it's talking about, Ardashir, I think it was, I don't remember anymore. So the Gemara is Akasha. So it says, I don't understand the question. Just say, Bar. Just like our Gemara says, Bar mi Bavel. So say, Bar mi Ardashir. Whatever it is over there, just, you couldn't, just, when general rules don't bother me, you see, you make exceptions to rules. Barmi Bavel, you made an exception. Zok the Heiliger Moshe Feinstein in Dibras Moshe in the beginning of the Masechta. Nay, Bavel is not an exception to the rule. Kol Chutzlaretz Kol Medina Sayyam. Barmi Bavel is the Pshat. Bavel is not called Medina Sayyam. Bavel is not Medina Sayyam.
How come Rashi says only from when
it's
Rav came?
Rashi, though,
right? He made yeshivas.
Oh, no, so we said, now let's get back. The Sheet of the Gemetzah says, really, Bavel is always that way. It's just there's a temporary lag. Temporarily, there were yeshivas. Rav came back and restored it to its original situation. But really, the din of Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael Mamish. So now we understand why there's no rule of or those are the stakanas. No, it was only originally when we didn't give it a Shem Medina Sayyam. So anything that was originally, anything originally, that's only Bavel. Bavel originally.
Now we should say that
as
well. We have Baghdad
that
came out.
That's
not
because Baghdad is Bavel.
Oh,
but, no, so it's, that was the original Takana. Didn't get a shame. Eretz Yisrael didn't say Yom.
Exception to the rule.
No, now it's called Lamdu. So that you have, they have to. Yeah, that you have to, I hear it. That's not. Maybe yes. Maybe not. That was a shayla, but not that you have to be Takana.
Rabbi. Back then in Tosis, we said that Tosis holds us an exception to the
right. That's why Tosis has his kasha. That's why Kivega's answer
is on Tosis' kasha over there.
Yeah.
Tosis doesn't give an answer.
No, that's why.
Lashitasa.
That's Lashitasa. Right? Yeah. So, Lafi, the last kasha that there is to be discussed over here on this raya, which is taka shver raya, is everybody say when our Mishnah is speaking about chutz la'aretz and all those things, merekem lemizrach verekem kemizrach. What's the Mishnah referring to? A person that's going from Rekem where? That's Yisrael. Right? Or maybe get me Medina Sayyam, Tzorch Shem Afanach Defanen Echtam. Talking about someone coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. When Rabbi Yehuda set up the boundaries of our Mishnah, what's he referring to? He's talking about someone coming from outside
to
inside.
Or the opposite.
Or the opposite, whatever. He's talking about going from traveling from one place to another. Now we said that our whole sugya of Bavel is talking about in Bavel, from Bavel to Bavel. We're not talking about going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. That's a sugya later on. So why is the Gemara bringing a shayla from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about going from Chutz La'aretz, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, from Akku to Eretz Yisrael, from those places to Eretz Yisrael. And our sugya is talking about going in Bavel itself. So, what's the question b'chalal from over here? The Teis HaRosh addresses this question also. And the Teis HaRosh says that once you see that has a din of chutz la'aretz, yesh la din chutz la'aretz, when maybe ba get mi medina le medina, tzorach shem afanenech tefanenechtam. En hachanami, we're seeing from the Mishnah that is a din chutz la'aretz. Once it has a din chutz la'aretz, so also someone that brings internally in chutz la'aretz is going to have to say b'fanenechtam. In other words, there is some sort of connection between the two sugyas. What we're going to have to see on the vamam and beis is, so what's the difference between the, if, in what way is there a machlokes on the vamam and alf is the machlokes if you bring in bavel? And the vamam and beis is the machlokes from bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Is there overlap in the sugyas? It seems from the right, from the Mishnah, there's some sort of overlap. He said that that's our machlekes is talking. Oh, what about in the same Medina? So it's as follows. Lemaisa, the Meiri argues on Tosfos, and the Meiri says our sugya and the sugya on Daf Vavam and Beis is really the same sugya. Miri says the machlokes we have in Rav and Shmuel is really the same machlokes that the Gemara has on Amud Beis. The machlokes of Rav Avesar, it's really the same thing. And our sugya is a machlokes of person who brings a get from Eretz Yisrael, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, or from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And that's the machlokes. It's taka mashma that way in our Gemara, as we mentioned, because the Gemara brings the raya from our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is clearly talking about going from one to the other. So Yisrael Rosh seems to say that somehow we could learn from there, but it's not the identical sugya. The shita of Tosfos is that our sugya is only talking about in Bavel itself. However, in Bavel, says Tosfos, the machlekes is only
Medina
from Medina to Medina. In one Medina, then they don't argue.
The Gemiri and Rava said to Rava.
Shaila is it Shechichi? So let's see the Gemara
Vayter. If you're in one city, you're not traveling. If you're in one city, there's never a problem with Lashkish.
Yeah. Zak the Gemara Vayter. Ad Heichon. How far does Bava Rashi says? Meirekem, says Rashi, Lemizracha Shal Oilam. From Rekem until the end of the world to the east is going to be Medina Sayyam. The Rekem Atzma Kimizrach Kimizrach Olam Shu Medina Sayyam. The Akol Letzfoina Shal Olam Akol going all the way to the Tzafon. Ubava Hasam Kaima Ben Akol Letzafon. That's where Bava was situated between Akol and Tzafon. And it's the Gemara the Barmi Bava the Ikotaima Lahatera. Says the Gemara.
A little repetitive, actually.
Yeah. Ad Heichon Hu Bavel. How far does Bavel go? Amar Rav. Kimachlokas the Yuchsin, kach machlokas the Gittin. Whatever the machlokas is, menageh to Yuchsin. To know We're going to get to a yichos of a person, of his lineage. It's the same machlokes over there. We're going to have machlokes in Gittin. Rabbi Yisrael, machlokes liyuchsin, but Gittin did we call at arba tinyana de gishra. When you get into Gittin, everyone agrees it goes till the arva is like a willow. It's a type of
branch.
Something that's growing like a tree. Tinyana is the second one, the gishra by the bridge. I don't know what the significance of the Arava Shnia Smucha L'Gesher Rashi says. Rav Chizda Matzrich Me'ak Tisvoin Le'be'ar Dishir Me'ar Dishir Ak Tikshvoin Lo'y Matzrich. Rav Chizda required someone that came from Ak Tisvoin to Be'ar Dishir to save a Fanechta, but from Be'ar Dishir Ak Tisvoin he didn't need. Le'em Ha'kasov Efish Ein Bekin L'shma V'hani Gmiri. Maybe it's because of he holds of they're not pekin lishma in one direction they argue. They're going to tizba rabbi slid the rabbi el kuli ama bein on the kaimai. The hani kima the azik the shukah the hasam hanach yadi bechsimas yadi the hani behanach lo yadi my time be shukayu tridi. So what's going on? Says Rashi. Hani gemiri be adishir can't be. But rabbi slid the rabbi kima the medina medina who bein on the kaimai. So Elamai, what's going on is as follows. Hani de Be'ardashir, the people of the Ardashir are going, they're going to the Shuk of Aktisvain. Aktisvain, I guess, is a bigger city. The people from Be'ardashir are coming to Aktisvain to do business. Umosalem Sham Edus Vechoismin Sham Bishtoris, Vashtoris Piar Bene Aktisvain, Adzmanche Nigveim, Lefikuch Bene Aktisvain, Makirin Chsimus Bene Ardashir. Hilchach get shenechtam be'ardashir v'nishlach le'aktisvan edem mitzvim l'kaimoy. Avo b'nei ardashir shaholchim sham l'shuk yikaimu. Avo b'nei ardashir einam akim chasim esidei aktisvan. Avo b'shaholchim sham tamid l'schera. Cho yom b'shuk b'shuk hayo tridi. Because they're going there to do business, but l'maisa, they're going for a purpose for business. Ve'inam l'asim le'i l'estaka l'hakir chasim es b'nei ha'ir. They don't have the time to look to see the signatures of the people because they're busy in their work. The Maisa, this is a similar svar that we said before, as far as the Bnei Yeshivas are Begir Sayu Tridi. Over here it says Mishukayu Tridi. There's two different types of Amal. There's Amal Atoyo, and then there's Amal that a person is Amal for Parnasa, and both of them are Tridi.
Amal for Parnasa, you should see stars.
He doesn't have time, he's coming in, he's going to do his job, he doesn't have time to look around, he's very focused on his business. Says Tosfos, "Im Tomer le'elda, I mean, in Begir Sayu Tridi, Amai lo Aminon, the Bnei Amokam Akirin Chasimas Chemis Chasimasam, Kedamer Hacha, the Bnei Aktisvan Akirin Chasimas Bnei Ardashir, Afkod Bnei Ardashir Tridi Beshuka." Says Tosfos, "I don't understand. You're telling me that when some people come to visit other people, the visiting people don't recognize the signatures of the people that are there permanently because the visitors are very busy." But at least the people permanently recognize the signatures of the visitors. That's what we said, the Bnei Ardashir are coming to visit the people that are there in Aktisvan. Aktisvan is where the Shuk is. So they're not busy, they're too busy with their business to recognize the other Chsimas. But the people that live there, they do see the Chsimas of the visitors. Why don't you say the same thing over there? It says, Tosi Yishleimar, Tehanu Begir Sayu Tridi, Tridi Tvei, V'af Lefi, V'Elem Pnai Lachtoim Klal. Says Tosfos, when someone comes to learn, he doesn't even have time to sign his name. When a person comes for business, sure he's busy with business, but he has time to sign his name. People get to know his signatures. But when it comes to learning, so then they don't even have time to sign their name. Says Reb Ruvain, from here we have a raya, that who's busier, people learning or people that are working? It's a raya, people that are learning are busier. Because they don't have time to even sign their name, they don't even have time to do. Now, Lemaisa, Rabbi and Levi Sakasha over here, if people are so busy learning, so then even Ba'isayir, they shouldn't be able to recognize their signatures. Because they're so busy learning. And the MS is, as they state the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Takas, right. I found it. I guess in the beginning they weren't stark, so people got to know their signatures. Could be. But Takashten Yushalmi, Yushalmi State, even though you say here, they're not going to know signatures. Why? Because they're so torn in their gear and some mamish, no one knows their signatures. Zishtate and Yushalmi, we're going to continue with this. Here's Hashem and more, hopefully, on Tuesday.
many people learn to write the reason to write the reason to write something.
Oh, very good.